A new study published in the journal JAMA Network Open confirms what many are already feeling. Death rates from opioids skyrocketed in the U.S. from 1999 to 2016, increasing more than fourfold, with the eastern half of the country hit hardest, including Ohio. And in all states, the consequences of the opioid crisis go beyond public health. Judges in Ohio say their courtrooms are jammed with misdemeanor cases tied to addiction. But they're hoping a new treatment clinic in an unlikely location will help cut that caseload. Paige Flager of member station WOSU reports.
It's a busy morning in the Franklin County Courthouse. People stream through metal detectors and elbow their way into elevators.
You have to be aggressive.
Jessica Gerwin presses the button for the sixth floor.
Floor 6, going down.
And so when you get up here, you make a right.
She steps into a courtroom, walks past the rows of chairs and the judge's bench, and opens a door, revealing a makeshift health clinic. A table is lined with boxes of rubber gloves, needles, and Vivitrol, the drug that blocks opioid receptors in the brain for a month at a time to help prevent relapse.
This was actually the judge's robing room, and the judges were basically like, we don't need a room to put robes on. Let's utilize this space to help people.
Gerwin works for Positive Recovery Solutions, the company that set up the clinic last year. It's part of a trend, bringing treatment closer to the criminal justice system. More than 3,000 special drug courts offer treatment as an alternative to a cell. And some courthouses now welcome programs like group counseling sessions. But having a clinic in the courthouse is unusual. Gerwin says it takes a lot of buy-in to set up a program like this. And that starts a few floors up in the courtroom.
If you do have a drug and alcohol problem, you will be back. And then we will have more problems to deal with. So,
Judge Eileen Paley says most of the crimes she handles, from solicitation to stealing, are tied to addiction.
People aren't stealing out of greed. They're stealing out of need. I mean, there's a desperate need for their next fix. I've actually had people using heroin in the bathroom and then coming into my court.
A few doors down, Judge James O'Grady says, depending on prior arrests, he is more than willing to cut a deal with someone who goes to the clinic.
So if somebody expresses an interest in getting treatment, then I take the jail days off the table. I'm certainly not going to send someone to jail at that point because I realize that just putting someone in jail is not going to help anyone with an addiction problem.
For someone in jail, the clinic program can be part of a release plan. That's what Judge O'Grady offered Corey, a former heroin user. Dressed in a tan uniform, he's handcuffed to a pipe in the wall and swiveling anxiously on a chair as he talks to social worker Catherine Richards from the probation department.
I'm about to have a child. She's 6 months pregnant. She's going to doctor's appointments on her own, mm-hmm. all this. Like, mm-hmm. So really, that's my main issue. Like, how long does it take to get it?
Okay. I mean, how soon can you get out of jail?
Richard says she fields questions like Corey's all the time.
It's always a concern that when their primary motivation seems to be getting out of jail. But for people who are in jail, that's just normal.
She says even though Corey might use the clinic program as a quicker way out of jail, it could get him thinking more about treatment. Nate, who's on probation, also asked us not to use his last name because he doesn't want potential employers to know he's in recovery. This is his third time at the courthouse clinic.
I mean, it's just misdemeanor probation, but I'm doing better now. So I got this program to thank for that.
Nurse Katie Gast greets him like they're old friends. They talk about Game of Thrones and group meetings.
Your right side today. Are you excited? Come on.
It's a shot in the ass. Who's excited about that?
Outside, Nate's mom is waiting. She says last year, when he overdosed, she thought she had lost her son.
When you're the actual parent to one of these kids that's killing themselves, it's heartbreaking.
Since it opened in July, nearly 100 people have gotten shots of Vivitrol at the Franklin County Courthouse Clinic, and about 66% of them are meeting all the terms of their probation. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager in Columbus, Ohio.
And we have some sad news to report from Hollywood today. Actor Luke Perry has died after suffering a massive stroke last week at his home in Sherman Oaks, California. He shot to fame in the 1990s with his long-running role in the teenage drama Beverly Hills 90210, playing the mysterious, brooding heartthrob Dylan McKay in love with Shannon Doherty's character Brenda Walsh.
You're going to spend 3 days in Palm Springs with Kelly and Donna.
What's wrong with that?
How about I get us a room?
Where?
In Palm Springs. Kelly and Donna can drop you off at the hotel, and you can tell your parents you're staying with them, and then we'll have 3 whole days to spend together.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Perry also had roles on the TV show Oz and more recently on CW's hit show Riverdale. But 90210 was a cultural touchstone for people of a certain age. And Perry's co-star, Ian Ziering, responded to his friend's death saying he will forever bask in the loving memories they shared over the last 30 years. Luke Perry was just 52. But it's amazing, you know, to hear that because he's always going to be that image that we had from that show.
Right.